A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adeluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of Genesis, chapter number 28, verse number 12. The Bible says, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it." Genesis, again, chapter 32 and verse number 1. "And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him." Jacob was one person who enjoyed the ministry of angels all through his life. He was always having definite and some specific encounters with the angel of God. Here in the passages of our consideration, Jacob left home. He was running away from Esau and he was going on his journey to the east. He's still putting a stone for his pillow. And he had the dream, a very symbolic dream for that matter, where angels of God on a ladder that is set from the earth to heaven. And then the angels of God were ascending and descending. The number one lesson from this point is that the ladder was set from the earth and it went up to heaven. It is the heart that must connect to heaven for heaven to respond to the heart. Your heart must connect to the heaven. And so you must set machinery in motion. Maybe your prayers from this heart that we reach on to heaven. And then enable angels of God to descend and to ascend. What am I saying? You cannot leave everything in the hands of God, saying, "God will do it." Don't leave it in his hand. That ladder must connect to heaven. That ladder must be set here on earth. Do not forget, the ladder was set on earth. And then the top of that ladder reached up unto heaven. That's what the scripture says. And so your ladder must be set. You must set a ladder, a link, a connection to heaven. Maybe with your prayer. Your prayer could be the ladder that you raise, that you set up, that connects you to heaven. It could also be your sacrifice. Your sacrifice could be the ladder that connects you to heaven. Something must connect you to heaven, and it must be done from the earth. It must leave from this earth and reach on to heaven. Jacob was tired, and the Bible says he slept when he got to that place. Now, remember again the dream. Verse 12 of Genesis 28, don't forget, says, "And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth." That's my emphasis. The ladder was set up on the earth. Anything that heaven will do in a man's life, the initiative must come from that man. You are the one that will take the initiative for your miracle. You are the one that will take the initiative for your transformation. You must build that ladder, set that ladder from the heart, let it reach to heaven. It may be the ladder, it may be hard work, it may be prayers, it may be fasting, it may be sacrifice, it may be your service to God, but your ladder must be set here on earth. Concerning Jacob, the Bible says he saw that ladder, a ladder that was set on the earth. That ladder was set here, and then the top of it reached to heaven. My prayer is that the ladder you raise here, the top of your ladder will reach up to heaven in the precious name of Jesus. Have that understanding. Your ladder could be set here on earth through prayer, through service, through evangelism, through waiting on the Lord. There must be something you do, maybe through sacrificial giving. There must be something you do. Don't ever forget Cornelius. Cornelius set a ladder, and the ladder he set was his prayer and his alms giving. He gave alms continually, and that became the ladder that made God to remember him. And God remembered, and then he dispatched an angel to bring news to Cornelius. The responsibility is yours if you want to connect angelic ministration. Again, we go back to our point. Jacob enjoyed the ministry of angels. Angels waited on him. There was another time here, the Bible says he went his way and the angels of the Lord met with him. They journeyed with him. They did not leave him alone. My prayer is that this week, the angels of God will journey with you and will not leave you alone. When you angels journey with you, they part the sea before you as they did for the children of Israel. When angels of God follow you, they open your gate as that angel did for Peter. The presence of the angels of God with you compel doors and gates to open for you on their own accord. My prayer is that as you set out this week, angels of God will meet with you. Don't forget that verse of six scriptures, Genesis 32 verse 1. And Jacob went on his way, and angels of the Lord met him. As you go on your way this week, the angels of God will meet with you. And you won't end this month on an empty note. This week is the week that ends the month of November and ushers us into the last month of the year. It is my prayer that you won't end this month or this year on an empty note. The angels of God will meet with you. The angels of God will accompany you. They won't allow you to be left to yourself. So you need the ministry of angels, the company of angels. Again, in verse number 24 of Genesis 32, Jacob was left alone and he prayed. Angel of the Lord wrestled with him till the breaking of day. And that was why I started by saying Jacob was a man who enjoyed the ministry of angels at various times in his life. You also, dear listener, need to enjoy the ministry of angels if you must get to the place that God has destined for you. Nobody can succeed by himself alone. Everybody needs help. You need the help of angels in the form of men and men in the form of angels to help you get to the place that God has destined for you. Jacob was returning home and then angels ministered unto him. In all his journeys, he enjoyed the ministry of angels. Again, I pray that you will enjoy the ministry of angels in every aspect of your life in the precious name of Jesus. It is important for you, dear listener, to receive angelic ministration, to receive angelic support and accompaniment, that they accompany you in your journey so you won't journey alone. What are the things that angels will do in the life of any man and in your life? Number one, they will bring you good news. Angels bring good news. And everybody needs this good news. We all need good news. It enlightens us. It changes and lights up our countenance. It empowers us to keep on going. Angels of God bringing you good tidings. And that was exactly what he said to the shepherds in the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke, chapter number 2, and in verse number 10. The Bible says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Good tidings of great joy. Good news. Get set for good news this week, this end of the year season. There will be good news for you. That brother will propose this week in the name of Jesus. That letter of employment will be received, be delivered this week in the name of Jesus. Your money will be paid this week in the name of Jesus. The angels of God will bring good news, good tidings to you, good tidings of joy. So there will be no bad news for you, no bad news of any kind in the name of Jesus. What again do they do? They bring answers. Angels of God bring answers to you. In Daniel chapter number 10 and in verse number 12, they brought the answer. An angel brought the answer to the prayers of Daniel. The Bible says, "Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." The angel brought the answer to Daniel's prayers from the first day that he set himself to pray. So you need the angels of God to bring you your answers. An angel was sent to bring an answer to Elizabeth, to bring an answer to Mary. Well, Mary did not even ask any way. That's a different issue entirely. But angels were sent to bring good news to these ladies. And this week, God is going to dispatch your own angel that will bring you good news and that will bring you answers of peace. Answers shall be given to you, all your questions, the questions you've been asking since the year 2023 began. Answers will come for them in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, as I set about my business this week. Let your angels meet with me, and let your angels accompany me in the name of Jesus, my Father and my God. As I go about my daily activities this week, let the angels of God meet with me. Let the angels of God accompany me in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to begin to pray that the angels of God will command your doors to open. We command doors to open for you. We command gates to open for you this week and beyond in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that your angels will command doors to open for me. They will command gates to open for me this week and beyond in the name of Jesus. By the help of the angels of God, doors will open for me. By the help of the angels of God, gates will lift their heads for me in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, Father, let answer come for me this week. Let me receive an answer to every question, to every issue of my life. Let there be an answer. Let your angels bring me answer. Let them bring me good news. Let them bring me testimonies in the name of Jesus. My Father, this is my prayers, that the angels of God will bring me answers this week, answers of peace. My angels will ascend and they will descend with my answers in the name of Jesus. They will ascend with my prayers. They will descend with my answers in the name of Jesus. Angels in the form of men, men in the form of angels, you will send to me this week in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to make this declaration with me. Declare by faith. My heavens are opened this week. My doors are opened. New doors are opened unto me. The hand of men are opened to me. Men open their hands to me this week. Favor is my lot and my portion this week. No door will be shut against me. I will not operate under a closed heaven. I will operate under an open heaven. My heaven shall be opened. Favor shall be my portion. Good things shall come for me this week. There will be good news for me, good tidings for me. My long-awaited miracles will arrive this week. My long-awaited expectation will be granted this week. I will not be stranded this week. Our angels of God will journey with me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The presence of the Lord will be with me throughout this week, and everything I touch shall produce result. I won't end this week on an empty note in the name of Jesus. Great things will come unto me. I will not end this month on an empty note. I will have something great to show for the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As you go your way this week, the angels of the Lord will go with you. They will prosper your ways. They will bring you good news in the name of Jesus. They will bring you your answers. They will cause gates to open for you. They will cause doors to open for you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Mann with your prayer. Pray for me and pray for this program. Support also by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. You can also support financially. Your financial donations, you go to the Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann at Duluju, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.